You're listening to The Lara Coates Show on Sirius XM Urban View.
Welcome back to Lara Coates Show here on Sirius XM Urban View, channel 126. You know, it's astounding what we're going through right now. We've got 35 days of a shutdown. We've got a hearkening back to the Watergate era where we're questioning whether the president of the United States and the word impeachment should go together like a hand in glove, or corruption and collusion, and the ideas of people trying to take away your democratic right to decide for yourselves who should be in office. An attempt made by anyone that says, you know what, that whole phrase of the government of, for, and by the people, well, that's just kind of rhetoric we throw away when we're talking about this utopian viewpoint of America. That's what this is all about, and it has us questioning so many things, does it not? You keep finding yourself thinking, oh my God, there are just so many moments when, in a way, you think, what is America? I mean, you hear about this sort of thing happening and the corruption and wealth, power, intrigue, and foreign nations interfering and influencing and trying to get dirt on your political opponents and calling for them to go to jail. And you hear all of these things, and a man camped out in an Ecuadorian embassy because he can't go into any other nation lest he be arrested for different charges, being called enemy of the state. You've got members of the military, members of the intelligence community who have served time for exposing government secrets or attempting to do so in cahoots. And you're wondering, am I in the middle of a Robert Ludlum novel? Is Jason Bourne going to come out of here from somewhere, shape, or form? Or am I even talking about America anymore? And it really makes you question where we are. And I'm joined now by a man who's been asking this question in a different way. And his name is Michael Geller. And Michael is the author of America's Identity Crisis, The Death and Rebirth of the American Vision. You can follow, go to his website, Michael Gellert, GELLERT.com. And he just released the revised edition of America's Identity Crisis, which now includes a new appendix on the Trump phenomenon, Paradoxical Effect. A little bit about Michael. He is a psychoanalyst practicing in Los Angeles and Pasadena, California. He is a best-selling author of several books, including Modern Mysticism and The Way of the Small. Michael Gellert has been a mental health consultant for the University of Southern California and routinely lectures on psychology and contemporary culture. Now, this book, The Fate of America, it examines the national character of the United States against the backdrop of its history, its pop culture, and its media. And he suggests in many ways through this book called The Fate of America that the deterioration of America's heroic ideal, the heart, the very heart of its national character, is responsible for the country's deepening social ills and even the erosion of its most vital institutions. Welcome to the show, Michael Gellert. How are you today?
Thank you, Laura. I'm fine, and thank you for having me on.
I'm glad that you're here. And of course, we're at a time when I think a lot of Americans, and also people who are not Americans, but are looking towards the United States of America and thinking, gosh, this is not what I thought America was about. All the things that are going on, it seems like we're describing a very different nation. Tell me about what you view as the nation's identity crisis.
Well, the book is about what has become of us as Americans. We don't know whether we should go forwards or backwards anymore, and what each of those would even mean. We're in a crisis because of that. The book argues that we've lost touch with our founding vision, our sense of purpose and direction, this resulting in the sharp polarization we see today that is splitting the country apart. We hear an awful lot of talk about making America great again, but there is little talk about what that really means. And that's irregardless of which side of the spectrum politically one falls into, whether it's liberal or conservative. There's a generally widespread confusion about who we are as a people, where we are coming from, and where we're going. So the question is, who do we want to become? You know, in an identity crisis, the main thing is that fuels it is not what should we do, but whom do we want to be? And once we have a sense of who we want to be, the decisions of what we need to do kind of come by themselves. So in a word, the book raises the question of what does it mean to be great today? Does it mean economically great or militarily great, culturally great, morally great? So the book explores how our founders conceived greatness and what their hope for America and her future was, what this might look like in modern times.
So let's talk about that, Michael, because how would you define the character of today's America?
Well, we have a kind of collective amnesia. So we're not even in touch with the depths of our character, of what our history has taught us about who we are. The founding fathers had a vision for the country that was based on an ethical notion that we would be an enlightened citizenry, where all individuals strive to be the best that we can be. And we could observe that heroic ideal, that vision, with such historical figures as George Washington and the other founding fathers, and going right up to Abraham Lincoln and into modern times with presidents like FDR and Truman. Today, we're out of touch with the values that informed the vision of these leaders, and consequently, our whole culture follows suit with that. So again, it comes back to this principle that we don't know where we're going because we've lost touch with who we once were and what was important to us.
So what exactly is America's, you call it a heroic ideal, and how is that deteriorating?
Well, the heroic ideal was the principle, or is the principle, that informs our judgment of what greatness is. It's our aspiration to be great. We've always had at least two different heroic ideals, often in competition with each other. One of these ideals I call the enemy-oriented heroic ideal. And that is the heroic ideal that derives its sense of identity from fighting an enemy. It thus always requires an adversary and is at a loss without one. It is inspired by the desire to gain victory over that enemy, and we see that principle, that heroic ideal, running through American history. For most of its history, America has had an us versus them heroism. We see that in the many wars it has participated in. Our country has actually never gone a decade free of war. But we also see it in the conquest of both the frontier and its native inhabitants. Likewise, the right to enslave millions has also been justified in its day by an enemy-oriented heroism. Now, by contrast, we see a different kind of heroism in what I call the citizen-oriented heroism that was what the founding fathers imbued us with. It's a more advanced, psychologically more advanced paradigm of what the hero looks like. While the enemy-oriented hero was captured in the image of the frontiersman or the cowboy of the conquering the Wild West, and then it became the soldier. We saw that rise in all the wars, including the Civil War. And then the idea of a conqueror leading all the way up even to conquering space. So we've had a lot of enemy-oriented heroism through these different cultural forms. And that includes the desire to conquer by being a wonderful baseball team or athlete and being a military industrialist, being an astronaut conquering space.
You know, when you put it like that, Michael, it's so fascinating to think about those two versions of it. And as you're talking, I'm thinking to myself, the way that he's describing this heroic idealism is in many ways how our nation has defined patriotism. I mean, it's a way that some people have even used that thought process to, in some ways, justify even a perverse notion of nationalism. I mean, the idea of the us versus them dynamic has always been at play. And I'm just, until you said it in that way, and until you talked about even the fact that the United States has never been a decade without a war, it really is part of this us versus them. I'm talking, by the way, to Michael Gellert. He is the author of America's Identity Crisis, The Death and Rebirth of the American Vision. It's a really fascinating read about the kind of the psychology of what it means to be American, or the way people are thinking about it. And as you're talking, Michael, tell us, which challenges do you think are present in our modern society that are really contributing to this identity crisis and contributing to the troubles that we're now experiencing?
Well, first and foremost, it's what I referred to before as this kind of collective amnesia, because the other heroism, the citizen-oriented heroism, has been there from the beginning as well.
Right.
And that is the citizen-oriented aspiration toward greatness. That kind of heroism revolves around the citizen's responsibility to society and to other citizens. And you see that we've lost touch with, one can see that we've lost touch with that. And when we don't know our greatness and we don't bond together as Americans in a common vision of that. And by the way, I want to point out that the enemy-oriented heroism is appropriate at certain times. For example, in 9/11, when we were attacked, you need to know who is attacking you and what to do about it.
Mm.
But the citizen-oriented heroism is really a heroism also for times of peace, and it tries to advance the idea of the hero as a healer rather than a warrior, a partner rather than a dominator, collaborator rather than a competitor, a communicator rather than a conqueror, and an explorer rather than an exploiter.
Mm.
That's a different set of values, and when we've lost touch with that, we fall into this only other place we can go, which is defending our way of life and looking at others to explain why or how we've gotten into the situation we're in. And that leads us to this splitting of the nation, because these two heroic types, and also, you know, the idea that half the country at any given time is more or less liberal and the other half is more or less conservative, that has never been an obstacle to American greatness. Why is it an obstacle today? Because
why
if we lose
it?
Touch, because if we lose touch with our original vision, we split against each other. And then the enemy-acted heroism we fall back on becomes something we then do not only between our, you know, in the wars between us and other nations, but we do it domestically. That failed aspiration of greatness confuses us and makes us look at the other within our country. That's the source of the problem. So
Michael,
it becomes a domestic war.
Right. And that it's almost an implosion at that point. Michael, when you think about this,
that's
and it's
exactly
hard not to think about the idea of when you hear just defining greatness and making America great. I mean, a red hat and a slogan comes to mind, obviously, for many who are listening. And it leads me to ask the question, what responsibility do you think that governing institutions, that politicians, what responsibility do they have in this identity crisis, in trying to ensure that the domestic divisions and polarization aren't leading to the implosion we're talking about?
Well, naturally, we look to our leaders to help guide us and implement policies and inspire us to work together. We actually look to them to embody the best of the American heroic ideal. The citizen-oriented heroic ideal has always been championed by the great presidents. We heard it as well since Truman's day with John F. Kennedy, that do ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. We heard it often referred to by Barack Obama. The red hat that says make America great again is something actually all Americans want. The problem is we've split into many factions today of what exactly does that greatness mean. And with a different language or vocabulary of greatness, we then don't come together in a common bond and together go for a common, that, you know, strive to enhance that common vision.
You know, that's a fascinating way to think about it, and the idea of how the identity crisis and the question and losing sight of maybe the aspirations or ideals are really making us painfully aware we have more in common than we don't. But, you know, I'm so glad this is, I don't want to ruin it for everyone. This book is really fascinating. It's a really interesting take on this pervasive question that people keep wondering about, you know, who is America? What is America? Who are we as Americans? And what does it mean? You got to read this book. It's called America's Identity Crisis, The Death and Rebirth of the American Vision. It's written by Michael Gellert, our guest today, and you can find out more information about him at michaelgellert.com. Thank you for this book. Thank you for thinking about the fate of America and what it looks like and the idea of it, the American identity crisis. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Laura.
Thank you. Please pick up this book. I got to take a quick break here in the Laura Coach. I'm going to come back to you in just one moment.